Joining us now is Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner. Norv, Paul Allen, and Mike Wabshaw. Good morning. Good
morning, guys.
Hi, Norv.
How are we doing?
What's wrong with your voice?
Is it
it's
is
getting
it
hoarse.
Cracking a little bit? It does that this time of year.
Because you're yelling a lot.
You were yelling more at practice yesterday than we saw all last year.
I don't think so. I don't think
Norv, you were loud yesterday.
Every year they say that. So you're yelling more than last year. So
And it's born of love. I mean, if Heinicke's holding the ball too long and you want him to throw it, you're going to let him know. If player whatever's doing whatever, you're going to let them know. It's non-confrontational. It's born of love. But, yeah, you were a little loud yesterday.
It's this time of year. I mean, it really is this time of year. And then, you know, when we start getting into the games and the season, there's a little different approach.
But, Norv, if I was out there and I ran the wrong depth and dropped a pass and got a blocking assignment wrong and you just absolutely laid into me and yelled at me, by 9 o'clock that night, have you forgotten that you did that because it's just one thing that happens at training camp and you got so much on your mind so you don't hold it against guys for a long time?
No, I think you're trying to create a sense of urgency. And this isn't about holding anything against anybody. It's about letting these guys understand the sense of urgency you need to have, how precise things have to be. And, you know, we're talking about wanting to be real good, so we have to, you know, be really focused.
What are we really good at right now?
Not very much.
Okay.
You know, we're building on the things we did last year, and, you know, we're going to be a very good inside running team. We're working on the outside run. You know, we're working hard on the quick passing game to complement our deeper up the field game. We need to do that to help our protection. We play some really good pass rush defenses, and we've got to do a better job in protection. Some of that is individuals have to do a better job. Some of that is we have to continue to find ways to help them.
Norv, you're a two-time Super Bowl champion and a former head coach, which means you're very good at pumping the brakes. I mean, over the course of three or four decades. You see some rookie jump in and win rookie camp and win mini camp and look good early in training camp. You'll pump the brakes a little bit because you need to see more. I need to pump the brakes on Stephon Diggs. The catch he made, just pump it just a little bit. The catch he made on Jabari Price yesterday on the sidelines, I think will be the best catch we see all training camp. Do you have to pump the brakes a little bit on him, or are you super high on him?
No, I'm excited about Diggs. You know, I just think what happens when you get young guys, they can make a play. They're not real good players yet. And you want playmakers, and then you want them to develop into good players. So that's the process. Good players know what to do on every play. They don't have mental errors. They're able to focus through an entire practice. And that's what we're working with a lot of our guys. Diggsy's one of them. I think he's got a really good upside, and he's certainly flashed and shown us good things. And we're trying to get him to be able to do that on a consistent basis.
Yep. When Coach Zimmer has been asked about Trey Waynes, and when he was asked about Anthony Barr last year, he said, you know, we're going to throw everything at these guys to see what they can and can't do, because if we try and protect them and not give them everything, then we don't know if they can or cannot do the things we didn't give to them. Are you doing that with some of your young players too, like Michael Pruitt or Stephon Diggs? Do you have that kind of that same philosophy on offense?
Well, see, the thing about training camp is there are no consequences. If a guy misses a block, a guy has a mental error, you know, guy runs the wrong route, there are no consequences. We go in at night, look at the tape, and sleep good because we haven't lost a game. So what we're really doing is evaluating these guys and finding out what they can do. The only way you can find out what they can do is what you just said. Coach Zimmer said, with those defensive guys, we give them the opportunity to do a lot of things. It's our job, once we start playing games, of take the guys and give them a chance to do what they do best. So sometimes people say, well, you don't ever throw it deep to this guy, or why don't you throw the screen to this guy? Well, we do the things we do. The guys who do the things best, they're the guys that get the opportunities.
Norv Turner, offensive coordinator, 9 to noon.
What do you think about your running back stable in general? Do you have a diverse group of guys? They can do a lot of different things. It seems like it's pretty deep. What do you think about the running backs?
Yeah, they're working really good. And, you know, obviously Adrian, you know, I was interested to see. He said he was a little rusty. I can't wait to see the rust get off, because he looks awfully good to me. We saw the other guys a lot last year, and they're good young players. The exciting thing to me is opportunities we have at fullback. Zach is off to a good start at fullback. We can use Red at fullback. We can use Michael Pruitt at fullback. So we can be pretty flexible with our personnel.
And when you get down to the numbers, the 53 of it, and we're a month and change away from that, but it's intriguing. One of the names you mentioned, Zach Lye, who was on the team last year. He can play up back, so can Rhett. Chase Ford seems to be the type of matchup, mismatch, that you like. He also gives you Rudolph injury insurance. Now, there's no guarantee Chase makes the team. There's no guarantee Zach makes the team. But that's the kind of stuff that's being separated now, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the guys you're talking about, Zach has had a great offseason, and he's off to a great start in terms of training camp. Chase Ford is to me, continuing to develop player. He's an improving player. He bailed us out last year. He made a bunch of big plays. He made big plays in the fourth quarter in the Tampa game, big plays in the fourth quarter against the Redskins. I don't think we win those games if he's not in the game making those plays. Obviously, he was subbing for Kyle, who was injured. So Chase is an important part of this whole evaluation process.
Norv, when you were a head coach, San Diego, wherever, how does the head coach and the offensive and defensive coordinator work to get the numbers close to 25 each with three specialists? Like, say Zimmer wants 26, and that means you get 24, or vice versa. How does that process work?
Well, you know, we went through it a year ago. It's going to be more difficult this year. My experience has been you really get your team down to about 45, 43 guys, and those are the guys that's easy. And then you have some decisions to make after that. And there's a lot of things that go into those decisions, special teams, a developing player, a guy that you look and say, hey, and he's going to, halfway through the season, he's really going to be important to us. So the numbers in terms, I never worried about the numbers, how it went. If I've been on where we kept two extra defensive guys and two fewer offensive guys, you just got to keep your best players.
Yep. What do you think about a healthy Kyle Rudolph? How has he looked to you so far?
I think Kyle's off to a good start. You know, we're working hard to get him to continue to run and get the ball, use his abilities and stretch the field because he can. He hasn't been asked to do that a lot. I thought we got him to a point last year in the preseason and training camp where he was doing it really well. And we're trying to get to that same point now.
I've really been impressed with Mike Wallace. Every day he's working with the jugs machine, last guy off the field in practice, and then some of the other young receivers are also doing that now. I've really been impressed with that part of what he brings to the team. Have you?
I like what he does, when he's on the field and the threat he brings. He's a hard worker and he's a pro. He knows how to get ready. And I think it sets an example for young players, but what you would like guys to understand is what they need. And I think Mike knows he needs some extra work. He needs to stay after. He needs to get on the jugs machine. Some guys are very natural catchers. It's not as important to them, but most of this group, I mean, CJ started a year ago, staying after every day and getting on the jugs machine. And most of this group finds a way to get extra work.
Norv, I don't mean to be flippant or negative with the way I'm going to phrase this question, but how much do you trust your offensive line into the Niners game? I mean, it's obviously so key to getting done what you want to do with all these components. I mean, it's proven through the years. If Norv Turner has a good quarterback, good tight end, one big-time receiver and one big-time tailback, Norv wins at a very high level.
Yeah, the offensive line, and we obviously have gone through some changes with Brandon moving to left guard. We've got Harris at right guard. We've got some young guys working the offensive line. It's an important 6 weeks for this group, and it's important 6 weeks for us. I'm going to go into it. When we go in to start playing regular season games, we have to do the things that they do best. And the better we are, the more wide open we can be. If we get in situations where we have to protect those guys, we have to do that so we protect the quarterback. Obviously, the ability to run the football makes it a lot harder to rush the passer.
Norv, thanks for the time, and enjoy
awesome.
The rest of your day. Good to see you.
Good talking to you guys.
Norv Turner, offensive coordinator, Minnesota Vikings, back in a flash.